Blog Talk Radio.
And hello there. You're now listening live to the best show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's right. And now we see plenty of stuff going on in the news. Trying to change my show category from Judaism to politics conservative. There we go. And now I see even Blog Talk Radio now has a section LGBT. And basically, plenty has been going on in the news, plenty of insane stuff. Just so you know, politics, because I'm upset at some of the recent development. I'm not a supporter of the Supreme Court decision, and in addition to the fact that I don't support same-sex marriage, I also don't like how it was shoved down our throats. I don't like how people who don't support same-sex marriage are now bullied. In the name of tolerance, it's a type of hypocrisy I cannot stand, and I also don't like the recent report on the war between Israel and Gaza. But nevertheless, the UN report's not a surprise. Now, happy Independence Day. We're now listening live on the Ben Solomon Show. And though it may be Independence Day, the fact of the matter is we're losing our freedom to political correctness. See, the left is out to take away our freedoms by censoring us. And we see how Obama behaves like a fascistic control freak. I mean, look at Obama's behavior, and all it's about is control, control, control. Obama wants to have the federal government. The left wants to use the federal government to impose their agenda. And we see how Obama in particular, he wants to force people to buy insurance. I'm not defending the insurance companies, but Obama wants to force people to buy insurance and buy what he thinks insurance should cover, basically. I mean, there's no doubt. You look at Obama with Israel, and he's been behaving just like a petty brat. This is why that Barack Obama, the White House, Obama's White House staff took time out of their it took time out of their day. I mean, Barack Obama had his staff take time out of their day in order to paint the White House with the rainbow colors in solidarity with the homosexual flag, and Obama painted the White House with the rainbow colors in order to show support for the recent Supreme Court decision, which declares same-sex marriage to be a constitutional right, even though, never mind the fact that this is just outright tyranny. But there's nothing in the Constitution that guarantees the right of two men and two women to walk down the aisle and say, "I do." Nothing in the Constitution that guarantees that. Nothing. Now let me try to see how I am. I'm a bit rusty, I guess, on the... trying to remember how to open up the chat room here. I may not have a chat room. Trying to remember. I haven't been on Blog Talk Radio for a while. Anyway, so see my there's a chat, of course. Now the chat room, I'm opening up the chat room of this great show, and I'll do the usual like I did before. Anyway, well, I'm going to show also in this episode, the truth is with Barack Obama. Obama, the chat was not open, so if you're listening live right now on your computer, the episode page, if you want to feel free to try, you have to do one simple thing, load the page. But leaving that aside, now let's talk about the facts here. Obama is not the first black president. He's more of the liberal president because the support for same-sex marriage is not really too much of a popular issue within the African-American community. In fact, the black church overall tends to be more socially conservative and more critical of homosexuality and more critical of same-sex marriage. In fact, while Barack Obama paints the White House with the colors, black pastors, some African-American pastors, threatened civil disobedience in response to the in response to the recent fascistic Supreme Court decision, which totally turns the Constitution on its head by saying that same-sex marriage is a right. So let me find the I'm going to find an article here to discuss. So here's an so here is an article I'm going to put in the chat room. The article is on theroot.com. It's the article is by Nigel Roberts. The article is titled "Black Pastors Vow Acts of Civil Disobedience: The Supreme Court Approves Same-Sex Marriage." The description of the article is: conservative African American religious leaders stand with their white counterparts to oppose same-sex marriage at any cost. I think it was updated Friday, June 26th at 11. Yeah, updated Friday, June 26th at 11:40 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Supreme Court has ruled that same-sex marriage is legal in the United States. The ruling effectively ends the ban on same-sex marriage that was still in effect in some 13 states. Earlier, the article says that the U.S. Supreme Court ready to announce a decision on same-sex marriage. A group of black clergy vowed to push back if it doesn't like the High Court's ruling. The Christian Post reports that the Collision of African American Pastors, or CAAP, joined other Christian leaders at a press conference in Memphis, Tennessee, to announce their battle plans, a mass civil disobedience by members of the clergy across the nation. If they rule for same-sex marriage, then we're going to do the same thing we did for the Civil Rights Movement, said Reverend Phil Owens, president and founder of CAAP. We will not obey an unjust law. And quote for what Bill Owens says, and quote for what the article says. Now, here's some of my commentary. It's funny how you see the left, which claims to represent black people, and we hear from the left how conservatives are supposedly racist, and anybody who criticizes Obama is a racist. Because we see the implication here is because, I mean, the less implication, like, with Obama is because he's black, he should be held to a lower standard. Anybody who criticizes Obama is racist. But really, that way of thinking is racist. I mean, many people, not everybody voted for Obama, but many people voted for Obama because he's black. That's racism. Because the skin color of the president shouldn't matter. The race or the ethnicity of the president shouldn't matter. And Obama should be held to the same standards like everybody else. But leaving that aside, we see it's funny how the left claims to stand for African Americans, and yet the left routinely compares the radical homosexualist struggle to the civil rights movement that fought for equal rights for African Americans during the 20th century. The left routinely makes these comparisons. The left routinely compares even not calling homosexuals getting together marriage, like even if you were to have civil unions without calling it marriage, the left routinely compares that segregation by evoking the whole separate but equal slogan used by the Brown versus Board of Education that in the Supreme Court's view at the time legitimized segregation. But the only problem is almost that gay people are not forced to ride on separate buses, nor eat at separate restaurants, nor drink from separate water fountains. I mean, there's none of that going on. There's none of that going on. But we see the left compares the struggle to have gay marriage legal, the civil rights movement. And the left and the left says that anybody who opposes same-sex marriage is like a segregationist, basically. I mean, who do you see? Which side do you see comparing anything you don't like to segregation and the Jim Crow and the slavery? You see, it's the left. I mean, you see, the left believes that, like, the left wants to treat everybody like robots. We're all robots. We're all the same, and you know, and stuff like that. And we got and basically, the thing is, if you don't agree with that, the left will say separate but equal, because of both the Brown versus Board of Education Supreme Court decision that was there to basically legalize segregation. And so the left is basically comparing you to a racist segregationist. I mean, this is the type of tactics the left uses. Anyway, but it's funny how while the secular left, which erroneously claims to represent African Americans, compares the radical homosexualist struggle to the civil rights movement, these African American pastors, on the other hand, seem to be comparing their civil disobedience to this fascistic Supreme Court ruling to civil rights movement. And I mean the African American pastors are evoking the African civil rights movement of civil disobedience. And you know, these leftists say, well, it doesn't affect you, it doesn't affect you. Well, it'll affect you if you happen to be a baker who has religious objections to same sex marriage, because if you don't bake their cakes, if you don't bake cakes for same sex weddings, then you could be bullied. You could basically lose a lot of business. You could be sent to court, you know, and you could be viewed as a homophobe if you happen to be a religious leader who objects to same-sex marriage religiously. You could be forced to pay a fine or go to jail. You see, in Idaho, for instance, you know, pastors who refuse to perform same-sex marriage were either threatened with a fine or jail time. This is the fascistic left claiming to be for tolerance. I mean, there's no doubt that the left, Soviet Union, was a model. When it comes to religion, Soviet Union was a model for the left, for what the left is fighting for. Soviet Union was a model for what the ACLU and the left fights for, because they want to stamp out any public expression of religion. Look at, for instance, like the ACLU and even the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, which supposedly fights against anti-Semitism. The ADL joined forces with the ACLU in a certain court case in wanting to stop Chabad from doing the public menorah lighting. So the ADL and the ACLU filed a court case to stop Chabad from doing a public menorah lighting. Now, you know, when you see different people express, like you have the Christians at the Church of the Nativity and the Jews doing the menorah lighting, I think that's a perfect example of religious tolerance and religious coexistence. Not so if the fascists and the ACLU, who while they want to shove the radical homosexualist agenda down our throats, they want to ban any public expression of religion. It's just so insane. It's so insane. These leftists are a bunch of fascists there are a bunch of fascists, there are a bunch of totalitarians. The left is the most totalitarian fascistic ideology out there, and they bring in these control freaks like Barack Obama, basically, you know, to and basically you see Barack Obama is like a preschooler wanting control of everything. You look at like his relationship with Israel, for example. When Netanyahu rightly said that having a Palestinian state will result in there being a base for radical Islam, Obama and the anti-Semitic liberal media threw a fit. And they threw a fit about how Netanyahu was against peace and stuff like that. You know, and Obama went as far as to even threaten to not defend Israel and the UN. You know, Israel, an American ally, which has been dealing with a lot of threats in the UN by Israel's enemies and America's enemies, because America's enemies and Israel's enemies are the same. Obama refused to, and Obama even threatened not to defend Israel at the UN. You see, and there's evidence that Obama actually, you know, these left-wing liberals falsely claim that Netanyahu wanted Romney to win. Netanyahu took the same approach that the Israeli government takes, which is mainly to be neutral when it comes to U.S. politics and to work with any administration in power. But the fact of the matter is, there's evidence that Barack Obama tried to influence the Israeli election to get Netanyahu to lose. Obama wanted a left-wing government in Israel that would be more than happy to comply with basically committing suicide by handing Yehuda Ve'Shamron, the so-called West Bank, over to terrorists. I mean, this is what Obama wants. And if Israel doesn't comply with that, then Obama would basically throw a fit. I mean, you look at history and you see that Israel leaving territory where this Palestinian state results in terrorist bases next door and it results in terrorism increasing. I mean, you see that history has constantly shown that. And yet, you see Obama and the liberal media, you know, they want to pull the wool over our eyes. You see that, like, they want us to have our heads in the sand, because to be a leftist, you have to put your head in the sand and pretend that the truth is not the truth. And not until your face is red that, like, that 2 + 2 = 5, basically. I mean, the left, they resort to gaslighting. Pretty much resort to ghastly, you know, they want to, I mean, there's certain obvious truths that people observe, and then when people, you know, mention them, the left, you know, totally denies it and wants to even get into an argument about that. I mean, to be a leftist, you have to put your head in the sand. Feel less if you have to put your head in the sand. And this is what we see now. I mean, Obama throws a fit whenever Jews build anything in Yehuda Ve'Shamron, the so-called West Bank. Meanwhile, Obama wants to reach a horrible deal with Iran that'll leave Iran's nuclear weapons program entrenched. And, you know, speaking of which also, I mean, there's even evidence that under Obama, the IRS has been going around spying on pro-Israel groups and spying on conservative groups. And the thing of the matter is, I mean, you can tell what a petty brat Obama is. This is why I say that, like, you know, like the day when Obama had the White House with the rainbow colors in support of the same-sex marriage decision, Obama should have invited Erdogan over. There should have been a double date. Obama goes out with Erdogan, and Erdogan's wife goes out with Bill Clinton. And Erdogan's wife can take off her burqa in front of Clinton, as long as Erdogan and his lover Obama don't notice. I mean, Obama and Erdogan are perfect for each other because, I mean, they're both whiny brats. They're both utterly hypocritical. They're both a bunch of, they're both fascistic control freaks. I mean, you see Erdogan would whine like a, he's one of the biggest pussies of them all. He whined about whenever, like remember during back, remember back in 2010 with the, when the IHH, a radical Islamic group was tied to Al-Qaeda that even took part in the failed bombing attempt to bomb Los Angeles International Airport back in 1999. The IHH basically led this Turkish flotilla, the Mari Marmara, back in 2010. And what happened was, you know, like usual, the IDF that basically tries to redirect that ship over to Ashdod so then they can check the supplies and then send whatever humanitarian supplies to bring over the people and gather themselves. If the people on the Mari Marmara say, we want to reach Gaza or be martyred. And they even said stuff like, go back to Auschwitz and stuff like that. And there's video footage of this. You know, as soon as IDF soldiers boarded the boat to intercept it, so then they can, you know, they were just doing their jobs. They wanted to board the boat to intercept it, so then they can check the supplies and deliver whatever humanitarian supply they bring to the people in Gaza themselves. But as the footage shows, as soon as the IDF soldiers boarded the boat, Killa activists started attacking the IDF soldiers, and the IDF soldiers had no choice but to defend themselves. Now, we see Erdogan being the petty baby that he is. Erdogan whined about how horrible it was that Israel defended itself on that flotilla. I mean, Erdogan whined about that. And eventually, you know, Israel eventually gave in and apologized to Erdogan because he's one of these brats who expects to be educated at him. Meanwhile, in Turkey, it's still against the law to not deny the Ottoman genocide of the Armenians. In Turkey, you can still go to jail if you say that the Ottoman Turks committed genocide against the Armenians. I mean, not all Turkish people, because I don't want to say all or everyone talking about a nation. I mean, because you're always bound to find exceptions. So this is not true about every Turk, but generally speaking, Turkey, generally speaking, is a nation of hypocrites. It's generally speaking a nation of hypocrites. And Erdogan is the classic best example, because you see, that, you know, they want to condemn Israel and whine and stuff about the flotilla, and yet you see, they can't admit the atrocities that they committed in the past. I mean, you see, Germany is owning up to the Holocaust, America is owning up to slavery, Turkey can't even own up to the Ottoman genocide. Hypocrite Erdogan is. He's another, Erdogan is clearly an agent of the Muslim Brotherhood, and he's clearly an Islamo-fascist Nazi. I mean, Erdogan is a radical Muslim Nazi. I mean, Obama and Erdogan are perfect for each other. Both of them are control freaks. Both of them want control of everything and expect everybody to cater to them. Anyway, so continue reading this article. So the article continues. The article on theroot.com continues. I'm going to put the link in the chat room now. So, oh no, I already put the link in. What am I doing? What am I talking about? I already put the link in, so never mind. The article continues. The CAAP, the Coalition of African-American Pastors, has been fighting same-sex marriage for years. The organization openly rebuked President Barack Obama on this issue, and, quote, interesting. So the article continues on, quote, Owens told U.S. News and World Report that the organization was proud to have a black president, but that the fight has turned to shame. He added, the man holding the most powerful position in the world is stooping to lead the country down an immoral path. members of the conservative clergy group unabashedly called for the impeachment of former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder over this issue and chastised the NAACP for officially endorsing same-sex marriage. Reverend David Welch, president of the Pastor Council in Houston and a white clergyman, underscored the resolve of many conservative religious leaders to oppose same-sex marriage at any cost. They want to fill jails with pastors across the nation of every color, denomination, and every size who will stand for the laws of God and His truth. Owens got out of this country. This country was founded on godly principles. We will not stand back. So end quote on what Owens said, and end quote on what the article reports. Now let me get back to what I was talking about. As I was saying, I mean, you see how soon we're heading down a path. I mean, right now, gay marriage is declared to be a constitutional right. And with this fad, with the radical homosexualist mob gaining more control of the political environment, I mean, soon we're going to see religious leaders are going to be forced to perform same-sex marriages or get fined or go to jail. I mean, this is impeding America's religious freedoms. You see how left-wing liberals love to make up stuff about the Constitution. I mean, they totally twist it. They make up the phrase separation of church and state without mentioning the fact that the First Amendment guarantees freedom of religion. And you see, like, you go to Roe versus Wade in 1973, and look, and the only time I support abortion is if it's absolutely needed to save the mother's life, which is at most less than 1%. It's well known that life of the mother, rape, and incest form 1% of abortion cases. But you go back to 1973, and again, you see Roe v. Wade, which basically legalized abortion on demand. And which basically started creating this abortion culture of death. Roe v. Wade was based on a clause of the Constitution that didn't exist, the right to privacy. It was argued that therefore abortion on demand should be legal because it's the woman's right to privacy, even though no such clause exists. And there is no clause in the Constitution that guarantees the right of women to murder their babies in the womb for any reason whatsoever. And now you fast forward to 2015, where they say that same-sex marriage, where two men and two women walking down the aisle saying, "I do," is now a constitutional right, even though the founding fathers probably would have laughed at the idea if they heard of it. They probably would have laughed. It's so ridiculous, they would have laughed at the idea. I mean, it wasn't even an issue back during the founding of America, whether two men and two women can walk down the aisle and say, "I do." It wasn't even an issue then. And now suddenly the Supreme Court said it's a right. We see that, like, anything liberals feel entitled to, and the leftists in the Supreme Court say it's a right. I mean, the left can legislate any reality they want. Like, this whole idea, like, when it comes to leftists arguing that bakers should be forced to bake cakes for same-sex weddings, one of the arguments they'll say is that businesses are not people. Never mind that. It's obvious that businesses are composed of people. Businesses are not composed of robots. Businesses are composed of people. Businesses are owned by people. And, you know, and basically they use that argument to try to distract you from the fact, from the obvious fact that, like, that by forcing bakers to bake cakes for same-sex weddings, it involves violating people's religious freedom. Because, I mean, religious people have religious objections to same-sex marriage. All the monotheists, I mean, the three major monotheist religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, don't support this country is going downhill. They want to say, I mean, the left thinks they can have the Supreme Court legislate saying, you know, businesses are not people. It doesn't matter what the federal government says or what the Supreme Court says. It doesn't matter. Congress can make a legislation, I mean, saying that businesses are not people all they want,
But the fact is, businesses are composed of people. Businesses are composed of individuals. Businesses are composed of not robots, not bears. No, businesses are composed of people. Businesses are owned by people. I mean, get that in your head. And it doesn't matter. I mean, the Constitution cannot legislate reality. They can't legislate reality. I mean, that's the fact of the matter. See, so we see a thinking of just pausing a bit, but Congress, the government cannot legislate reality. I mean, but you see, same things, you know, and I mean, but those are the facts of the matter. I mean, businesses are composed of people. If you see anything like when it comes to wanting to force Catholic institutions to go against their religion to provide birth control, and look, I'm not anti-birth control, I'm not. But there are people who take birth control for health reasons, I'm not disputing that, and nor am I saying this is true about everybody who takes birth control, but one of the main push for free birth control involved people wanting to have sex and not be worried about the girl getting pregnant and not worry about being burdened with a child. Never mind that birth control doesn't always work at preventing pregnancies, but you know. But one of the main pushes is to so that people can have sex with whoever they see. Like any handsome girl, like any beautiful girl, handsome that they see, and not worry about the girl being pregnant, and not worry about being burned by the child. This is not true that everyone takes birth control, but this is one of the one of the reasons for the main push. But this is no doubt what's largely behind the push for birth control. One of the central things that's behind the push for birth control. Again, I'm not anti-birth control. I don't think birth control should be made illegal. I think it should still be legal. The government paying for people's sex lives, nor do I force trampling on religious liberty to have people pay for other people's sex lives. But again, it's the whole mentality, you know. It's like when it comes to, like, well, like the whole mentality, businesses are not people, supposedly. That's what they say as the excuse. Even though, again, businesses are run by people and owned by people, and any decision a business made, it's really the people behind the business that made the decision. I mean, these are the facts, but of course, the left wants to ignore that. But, I mean, anyway, so maybe I'm sort of going around in circles or so, but see, the whole point is that I mean, this is on the religious freedom aspect wise. I mean, I'm not too happy about the political situation because I think that the far left is out of control. So on the I did a YouTube video on this too about the recent anti-Israel report by the UN, and basically, you know, these UN reports that condemn Israel. I mean, at the very most, though, occasionally pay lip service to the fact that Hamas commits war crimes, and they'll try to draw these moral equivalences to try to seem even-handed, but, you know,
I mean, let's be real. Israel was merely defending itself. Israel has sent countless people with telephone calls warning civilians about upcoming attacks. And Hamas has been using the civilians as human shields. That is the fact of the matter. Now, I don't really have much more to say on the issue, on these issues, so I'm going to end the episode right now. God bless Israel, God bless America, God bless the free world. We are now Happy Independence Day. I guess now over, we're now out.